And then they sold it in what, 59?
59.
Yeah. And you said it went to what, Lyman Jones?
Lyman Jones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time. And you worked for him most of that time? Not 1914,
no,
you did.
No. Good. We came down like 1938 to 59.
Because the barn was built
about 1911.
1911. Oh,
that
one
down there. Yeah.
That was before Dr. Beach came, right?
Yes.
Mm. How about 1938? What did the hurricane do down here? Was there a lot of damage?
Well, the pond gave out. I mean, not too much. Well, a lot of trees went out. They had gone through the woods and like that. But buildings, I mean, they didn't do any damage on the buildings. But the pond went out.
Right over the dam?
Oh, yeah. And the dam gave out.
Mm-hmm.
They had to rebuild it over again.
Who did the rebuilding? The Beaches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had it built by some contractor.
Fred Romeo.
Fred Romeo.
Okay. Yeah.
You said the barn was built in 1911. Is that the one that's across the way?
Right.
So that was before the Beaches bought the property?
No. Yes. So
was that when the count was here?
Yes, because they bought it in 1914. Oh, they had to fix the door open.
Well, who was the original owner of the barn?
Oh, what was Count Munchell?
Count Munchell, right.
Count Munchell.
Munchell.
Munchell, yeah.
They say he didn't have it too long, three, 4 years or so like that.
Mm. But that barn was at that time when it was built, was it all still a part of all of this property?
Yes, it was the whole estate.
So this was built at the same time, the two?
Not this one.
The old, the little white house and the, this stable was here when the count was here. That
right.
was his property. And
I think the count built this, didn't he?
I think so.
The count built this house, but I mean the barn, but the house was there. The house is
the old white house, not the old, the house right next to us on this side.
No, one right here.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
right,
what they're talking about,
right.
The house.
Okay,
yeah.
The house that you own now
is
the count's house.
Right.
And then he owned the red house up on the corner.
Okay, that Shays are in
Shays,
now,
right.
The Reinhardts were
right,
in before.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so that was all.
That was the property,
okay.
Yeah.
And then the Beaches came out. They didn't come out and live out here. They must have lived some, or stayed out here as a vacation resort.
Well, when they first come out, they lived at the Red House for a while.
Oh.
Where they built the
Shays lived now.
Yeah.
And your house was built about 1918.
That's the closest we've come. All right.
Well, what was the pond like then? Was it dammed up, or was it pond? Just... How was the pond then?
It was just the way it is now.
Yeah. The pond
it has a dam in and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that whole embankment where the willow trees are and so on, that was all there.
Right, yes.
Because I wondered how long that had been there.
Yes, it's been there, yeah.
I think that was back from when there was the grist mill down there. But Daniels, is that who had the... mill down at the bottom?
Yeah.
The pond was always there, even when the grist mill was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think up at the top of the hill, isn't that a tall house?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a real tall one.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
The stone
post
is there yet. Oh. I think
we had
it. It was a tall house.
Yeah.
That's a pain to get through, I imagine.
When you put the recorders on again, I'm going to ask you that all over again. It's on the tape.
As long
you do
as
some talking,
but...
just keep talking, it's loud and clear.
Oh, it's on? Okay, fine. Bernice, you said there's a stone pillar. Where? Up on Bolton Road?
Right on the corner of Bolton Road and Valley Falls Road.
And that was...
And that is probably a marker for the toll house.
They probably had what, a gate across the road?
I would imagine you had to pay to go through.
Mm-hmm. When was that?
I don't know. I've seen it on the old maps. It says T house. So I figured out it must have been a toll house.
On a very old map, we saw one that the Rutgers showed us, and it had a toll house.
Yeah.
Right.
On the far left-hand side, and I can't imagine in
That's not too long ago.
Right where the sandbank is, just as you go up, just before the sandbank, there was a schoolhouse there.
Before the sandbank?
Yeah.
Opposite Russians, right across the road. There was a schoolhouse in there.
When did that come down? That's something you can remember then.
No, we do not remember that.
Well, the people went to school there that we know, yes.
We went to school there.
Yeah, well.
Down here, a Clarence Bamford. They're all gone now.
And we got the stone from the... We had the stone from the step.
Right, from the school, right on. Then somebody broke it on us back door, right?
Miss Buff told me that the Bamford boys lived so far down the hill, they were always looking for a ride to get up to that school. And they used to get on the back of carriage and ride up
right.
the hill.
Yeah. Yes,
because they couldn't sit up front with him because he had his dog in the front seat.
A vicious dog, yes. Yeah.
It sounded like it must be a Great Dane or something, that the description, that he was great big.
Yeah.
Was the barn was used for cattle or... Right, for cows. It was a milking barn, totally dairy barn.
Right.
That was all. Right from the beginning?
Right.
When the Beaches owned the land here, now did they start farming right away, or was their intent here was a summer home, was that it?
Yes, summer home, and then they used to raise all the pets just for their own use, their family use.
And
vegetables and all the poultry.
The sheds, the poultry shed.
All their own pigs.
What were the other, all the buildings? Say the barn was a dairy barn.
Yeah.
Then there was a poultry shed was where, in the back?
In the back, there was three of them.
And then next, the building that's been fallen, the roof's fallen in, what was that?
That was a garage.
The garage for all the vehicles. And then how about the one next door?
That was another chicken coop.
Chicken, it looked like a chicken coop. And we talked about it the other day. And the farm, what land did they farm? Where was the, did they farm some land for crops?
Oh, sure, vegetables. Oh, sure.
And a lot of hay. They had the main big lot way up on the other, beyond Cummings there. And all down through the valley was all.
All hay fields. The silage farm.
And was up to the left, was there any?
That was all vegetables.
Yeah.
Vegetables.
All these fields that we mow here now, you call vegetables.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how many members of their family, if it was just for their family? How large a family?
Well, the children, my dad and me. I figured they were feeding off about 50 people off their place.
Oh, really?
The sons. Three sons and a daughter and grandchildren.
And where did they where did the family farm? Where did they live?
Hartford.
They lived in Hartford, and he was a physician, is that it? So
yeah.
Where did his money come from?
Well, originally, it was hers, Mary Battison Beach. That was...
Battison Park in Hartford.
Right, Battison Park, and her grand Battison, they found the Travelers Insurance Company.
All
right. Well, Dr. Beach, he was wealthy, but he was the one that had the money.
Was he a surgeon or general practitioner? Do you know what type of
medicine? Well, he was a practitioner.
Just general medicine.
Right, yeah.
And so he commuted, if he was called in for some kind of patient
or
whatever, he commuted from here to Hartford.
Right, yeah.
And that must have been like by horse and all that, carriage, or that was
far?
No, that wasn't long ago.
At that time, he had an office right up in your home there. Oh, yes, and right in, as you go in his office, there's two little cabinets, are they still there? They were all full of pills.
On the, there is a fuse panel of all the places on the second floor hallway of the house.
Right.
And the original labels still hang there.
Yeah.
And one of them identified the back study, and this is strangely enough off the dining room.
Right.
And that apparently is Dr. Beach's
office.
Or his office when he had to have things out here.
Yeah.
So he had local patients too then?
Oh, yes, he did. Yeah.
What'd they do in the wintertime when he wasn't here?
Well, no, no. They, in the winter, they moved to Hartford, West Hartford on Woodland Street.
Yeah, well, I'm just worried about his patients. What if they got sick in the winter?
Oh, out here?
Yeah.
I'd better go in there, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, most of the patients were in Hartford.
Well, most of them were in Hartford anyway, yeah.
Now, you two, your family lived near here. You grew up right near here when the beach farm was.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And as boys, did you help out with the farm and all that?
On this place?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How many years did you work here?
About 16 years.
16 years. And what did you do when you. For him, what kinds of work?
Well, he took care of the dairy and everything else.
Farming,
you know.
Gardening.
In the winter, we used to chop wood and keep so we can have wood to burn and warm.
And we used to deliver wood and hardwood to them through fireplace wood.
So your father worked for them?
Well, he worked for them for 40 years.
Oh, who was the prime gardener that took care of the famous, but I've never seen even pictures of it, Rose Garden,
somewhere in my mother's. Well, there was a fellow from Springfield. He ran it a long time.
Yeah.
And then Brother Andy took it over.
Oh,
yeah, and then we took it over after. That was beautiful.
Where was the Rose Garden?
When you come to the house sometime, as you face the house down to the right and you look, you'll see a round concrete fish pond.
Yeah. So you can see a little pond there.
Yeah, well, that was beautiful.
The rushes were the ones that identified, and if we looked in the lawn, we could see the hummock of the beds where the roses were at one time. So we were down there with our shovel. We could find the old stone pathway under the lawn, and we can see the places where the Rose Garden was.
It's still there.
With all the arbors and all the beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, they had a pathway, too, since our concern is the downfall part. There's a pathway, and we have gradually unearthed some of it that went from the house down through the woods behind our house and We haven't taken our machetes out yet and gotten as far as we need to, but we have hacked our way through the overgrowth.
It's all overgrown now. Down a little. Yes, it was a downfall.
So you can go from the house down a stone pathway to the vicinity at the edge of the park now.
Right. That was beautiful.
They had to keep that all open so they can get the view of the pond.
From your porch.
And all the food that came out of the gardens and all the cows and all from everything, that all just went to that thing.
That's right, yeah.
Right, yeah. Turkeys and everything was raised.
Would they have other relatives living here? Where did the rest of the family live when they all lived in the beach?
Well, in Hartford, but they used to take stuff in. I mean,
back
in. One of the chauffeurs used to come out and bring, take Dr. Beach in, and he used to bring the supplies into Hartford.
Three
different families.
Mm-hmm. Three times a week.
Then in the summertime, we used to have to deliver every morning. You deliver your milk, and then get your orders from the cooks, you know, the girls, whatever they want, the vegetables, eggs.
How many cows did you have?
Well, we had about 8-10 cows. You know, I mean, all together we had maybe about 14-15 head.
Mm-hmm. And then how many, the chickens?
We raised about 800-1,000 chickens. Whatever it supplied eggs they had left over, they'd sell a few, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When Charlie Beach took over, he wanted to try to make a living out of it, but he found out he couldn't,
right,
you know.
So he took it over and tried just to keep
it. Well,
the
he took it over after his mother passed away, you know. He bought the others out, you know, brothers. Thought he could maybe make a go of it, but got so towards the end he had to give up and he bought a place out in Farmington.